What's the best way to move people and supplies across a desert? Well, the answer may depend on what desert you are attempting to cross. The U.S. military decided to think outside the box. What resulted was an unusual sight to see in the mid-1800s. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It all began with a goal of moving people and supplies across the country.
They were trying to find an all-weather road all the way across the United States. There was one that was being proposed that went through Utah, and there was one proposed to go through Yuma. A man named Lieutenant Beale came up with the idea of going in between because there's less mountains and there's less desert coming this way.
Vicki Sayer says that way passed through what is today Kingman, Arizona and Laughlin, Nevada. Soon, Lieutenant Beale had proposed the help of an interesting group of animals to assist with building that road.
He also found out that they had camels available. They were already in Texas. He used the camels on this road.
Soon, a caravan of camels was under the direction of the U.S. military, blazing a trail through the American Southwest. It had its ups and downs.
The camels were out here just for a couple of trips across, and they did quite well. According to Beale, he said that they could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. They also said that the only problem they had was that the soldiers couldn't speak Arabic, so they had a hard time dealing with the camels. The camels would spit on you if they got upset.
The route and the camels all proved to be good ideas, but something else intervened.
His plan was to bring it all the way across. Unfortunately, the Civil War happened, so they went with the northern route, and the railroad went through Utah.
So what happened to those camels? A new and interesting tale was soon to unfold, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Bullhead City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.